we can look at these two people in the gospel. You know, one has these hemorrhages that she thinks is a lost cause, does not think that she'll ever be healed again. The other is a little girl that died. And Jesus comes and in his mercy, he heals them from their affliction. And we could ask ourselves, you know, why did they have to suffer like this in the first place? And why did they have to get sick? Why did they have to die? And we can ask, you know, why does that happen in today's life? But we see in the first reading, you know, that God did not make death, but it was through the envy of the devil, you know, that death was brought into the world. You know, the devil does not want us to live in the light of Christ. He wants us to live in that era of darkness. Now, just as we prayed in the opening prayer, you know, keep us from being wrapped in the darkness of error and allow us to live in that life of truth. Now, it's that truth that sets us free, that gives us that life, and it's that error, that sin, that darkens our soul, darkens our life. And God wants us to be free of that sin. He wants us to be living in that life. He doesn't want us to be living in that darkness and destruction. But so often, we get caught up in the world, and we don't focus on the own darkness that we live in our own lives. You know, we all know that we sin. You know, sometimes we have larger sins. Sometimes we have smaller sins. No matter whether it's a mortal sin or a venial sin, it brings darkness into our life. It brings suffering into our life. You know, it darkens our soul. It kills off our soul. So often we put it aside, you know, because we can't see our soul, but we can see our body. And even those who are suffering with afflictions of the body, you know, even when they live a life of sin, you know, they can't get better, but they live that life in Christ, a lot of times they'll have that healing hand. And it reminds us of so much that our Lord loves us. He wants us to live in that light. So often we think that we know our own way and we choose whatever we want to do. And we think that we're truly free in that way. Now we have the 4th of July coming up and we celebrate freedom. But so often we think that, you know, freedom is just doing whatever we're able to do. But true freedom comes with the ability to choose what is right. And being able to choose what is right. And that's what our Lord wants us to do. You know, when we say no to that error of sin, and we take that out of our life, we get rid of what we're enslaved to, and we're enslaved to that sin. And we're set free when we live that life of Christ and allow that light to shine within us. You know, that light of Christ is so important for each and every one of us. You know, at our baptism, you know, we're all given a candle and we're told to keep it burning brightly, to not extinguish it, and to bring it into the world. And so often we allow the sin in our life to darken that light. We allow it to extinguish it. And we don't go to get help. We don't go to our Lord. And one of the greatest things we can do is when we darken our soul with sin is to go to confession. And we don't just go there, you know, because, well, it's there. We go there because of our faith. We have faith that our Lord will heal us from our sins. He'll forgive us of all that we have done. He'll bring that light back into our life where we have had darkness. And we just look at the gospel. You know, how were these people healed? Because of your faith. You know, do not be afraid. Just have faith. Almost every person that Jesus heals, he attributes to their faith. As we have that faith in Christ, as we have that trust and put it into him, you know, we start to get rid of that sin in our own life. We get rid of that darkness and are able to see clearly. Because so often when we have that sin on our soul, you know, we don't see clearly. We continue to keep doing the same things, or we'll make the excuses that it's not that bad, or, you know, other people do it, so I'm fine. And the more and more we have sin on our soul, the more it's harder to see that light of Christ. When we live in that faith, when we allow that light of Christ to shine within us, when we have that faith in our Lord, we start to want to do everything that we can to do it for him. We want to do everything that we can to avoid even the smallest of sin. Because we know that not only does it bring darkness into our life, not only does it harm us, it harms those around us, and most of all, it harms our Lord. And we come to the place where we just want to live in the light. We want to get rid of that darkness at all costs. At first, it might seem hard. You know, it might seem impossible trying to get rid of certain sins. But we just have to look at the lives of the saints. And some of them, before they became saints, you know, they lived pretty horrible lives. Life of sin. You know, they had that darkness on their soul. But they were filled with that faith of our Lord. And they're able to change their life around and allow that light to shine forth. And that's what our Lord wants us to do. To not want to be wrapped in that darkness, but to be robed in his light. So we can go out in the world and bring that light no matter where we go. And we do it because we love our Lord. We want his light shining in our life. We want his light to be the center of all that we do. We want him to be guiding us so that we can detach ourselves from that darkness, from that sin that the devil has brought into the world that only brings destruction and death to ourselves. Because we know that our true life, our true happiness, our true joy only resides when we follow our Lord. We allow that light of Christ into our life.